Here is a philosophical poem having to do with the philosophy of Bishop George Berkeley. It's called What's the Idea or Something's the Matter? Part 1, The Idealistic Thesis. Please pardon my becoming lyrical, to sing in terms empirical, with elements satirical of Berkeley, George Berkeley. Georgie Porgy, Plato and Pi, observed the chair with his naked eye. He thought and he thought, and he suddenly decided that the chair was there, only provided he thought. Well, where's the chair, asked Hylas, when you think of it not? The chair, old chap, said Georgie, is in the mind of God. Part 2, the refutation of the view that the secondary qualities, such as color and temperature, are supposedly inherent in matter. Now perhaps you're becoming skeptical that God is the ultimate receptacle and that all perceptual matter so detestable for Berkeley, George Berkeley. Well, if we take, for example, some hot foot, occasioned by some sulfur match, with the heat thus engendered, is there not also some pain to catch? Now, the heat and the pain so occurrent do not in the match, i.e. object, i.e. matter endure, for where the Hume would the heat and the pain be, if God and our minds were not here? Part 3, the refutation of the view that the primary qualities, like extension, are supposedly inherent in matter. You'll undoubtedly say that this is true enough, but that the match considered here is sure extended stuff. And how can we deny that there's extension? Please mention George Berkeley. Well, look ye, to the termite, this match has infinite extension. While to us who mortals be, it has much lesser dimension. What could it be then, this substance, sometimes large, sometimes small? You must surely have guessed by now, my friends, 'tis really nothing at all.